The warm weather has meant lower heating bills for most people this year, and some folks have found a way to bring the price down even more. They're using outdoor wood furnaces. As Meghna Chakrabarty of member station WBUR reports, smoke from the boilers is also creating a lot of friction between neighbors.
Elliot Starbard lives in a beautiful old colonial house in Ockham, Massachusetts. But winter cold is seeping in through the old windows, so Starbard stepped outside to turn up the heat.
I bought a nice big one.
He throws big planks of wood into his outdoor wood furnace. It sits about 100 feet from his house and looks like a tool shed with a chimney on the back.
It's a firebox with a water jacket around it. And the water gets hot from the fire, and you circulate it into your house, into your indoor central heat system. And basically you run your indoor central heat like you always did, except you no longer burn oil or gas to heat it.
But you are burning wood. Starbird uses free scrap from a local mill. And even though the furnaces can cost more than $5,000 to install, Starbird says he's heating his home with a renewable, environmentally friendly resource. Not everyone likes the outdoor wood furnaces.
Occasionally we'll get almost a green colored smoke, and it's a real sweet, plasticky, sick smell. And that is horrible.
This is Sherry Brooks. Smoke from her neighbor's outdoor wood furnace rolls down the hill to her Hubbardston, Massachusetts home. Brooks says at first, her family tried to ignore it.
And then when we realized the hazards, then I felt like a terrible mother because my children had been breathing it.
So Brooks complained to her local board of health. Paul Miller advises states on air quality. He says Brooks was right to worry.
One normal size outdoor wood boiler that a person would buy to heat their home can put out as much air pollution in the form of fine particulate matter as four idling diesel trucks. So in essence, if you have two or three of these things in your neighborhood, you have a truck stop.
States have turned to the Environmental Protection Agency for help. EPA spokesman John Millett.
These outdoor wood-fired boilers can be cleaner. We're looking at a range of about 70% cleaner.
Millett says that goal can easily be achieved with a more efficient combustion process. A group representing furnace manufacturers say they could have redesigned units on the market next spring. EPA is also giving states guidance on setback limits and minimum chimney heights. But Sherry Brooks doesn't have to wait. After months of complaints and public hearings, the Hubbardston Board of Health asked her neighbors to shut down their outdoor wood furnace. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston.